Good morning, 6:47. Let's see what's going on with today's sports. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Rafi Torres scored with 18 seconds left in regulation of the third period to give the Canucks a 1-0 win over the Bruins in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Roberto Luongo kicked aside all 36 shots he faced for Vancouver. They're searching for their first ever Stanley Cup title. Luongo says this one came down to the goalkeepers.
As the game was moving along, obviously, there wasn't a lot of room, but when saves needed to be made, we were both making them. So I had a feeling we were going to go to overtime and play for a little while here.
Boston netminder Tim Thomas gave up the lone goal on 34 Vancouver shots. Series remains at Rogers Arena in Vancouver for Game 2 on Saturday. That final follows a 2-2-1-1-1 format. ESPN.com writer Mark Schlabach put together an interesting ranking of all bowl championship series football teams. Oregon among the elite, one of only five teams receiving a 5 from Schlabach. The other 5s, Oklahoma, Alabama, LSU, and Virginia Tech. By the way, Oregon and LSU play in the first game of the season, and that is going to be a barn burner. Oregon State got a 3, as did Washington State. Stanford was the only 4 in the Pac-10, and Washington State the only 1. And Shaquille O'Neal announced via social media yesterday that he's retiring after 19 NBA seasons. The 39-year-old center won 4 NBA titles, 3 NBA Finals MVP awards, 1 league MVP, and was a 15-time All-Star with the Magic, Lakers, Heat, Suns, Cavaliers, and Celtics. He was the first overall pick in the 1992 draft. Fantasy foursome on hiatus this week. Next week, we're heading out to River's Edge. Depend on us for sports, something like that. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
So Shaq has been the big this, that, and the other
Shaq thing. Shaq Diesel.
Yeah, and the big Aristotle and the big this and that. He's looking for a name now that he's out of retirement. So far, his Twitter fans, the leading nomination is the big 401k.
There you go.
So, yeah, we're not sure what he's going to go with, but I thought it was appropriate, I guess.